Long ago, I learned a Chinese idiom, riding horseback to look at the flowers, which means going too fast to appreciate something important. But here at the edge of the woods, when the earth is warming in spring, riding horseback to look at flowers is exactly what's most important to do.
Charles Greer has lived in southern Indiana more than 30 years, teaching at Indiana University, with his family life centered on an acreage east of Bloomington. He is reading today from a work in progress on experience there, written in the Haibun form, which weaves short poetry, often haiku, with lyric prose. I am Jenny Kander, and this is The Poet's Weave. Charles.
Galloping Big May trails, my horse huffs fallen dogwood petals up around us like a storm of white butterflies. Plock, and a flying hoof knocks the turtle rolling down the leafy trail. Late spring is the time for camping overnight with the horses before the weather gets too hot. Once we took them west across the Wabash to a place called Bonpas Creek. Long rain the last day of May, and we camped at a muddy pond, where one old bullfrog boomed all night under the blurry moon. Be glad with me that everlasting earth is so good a home for all our bones. Spring wind. We were all at the barn with the young mare and her puzzlement at this new thing happening to her. She had to find the way herself, by feel, awkward but not nervous, lying down and standing to move when she needed to, then lying again, then nudging this new curiosity up from the straw, cleaning and getting it pointed right to find the milk. When all was well with them in the bright stall, we walked across to the house in the dark, and the night wind brought us strong evidence of how different the drama can be on the very next ridge east. Neighbor dogs barking nonstop under the spring moon have cornered a skunk. Midsummer. The deer have changed patterns now and cross a low corner of the pasture, watching horses at the upper end. The horses watch the deer without breaking their rhythm, tearing each small sheaf of pasture grass with a twist of the head, stepping with one hoof and chewing as the supple mouth finds another tuft, then tearing again. The deer move seamlessly through glide and spring and stop, then are gone as surprisingly as they had appeared. There were no such currents in our lives before we came here, no such shape or pace to the days. A distant thunder, answered by wild turkeys' quick chorus from the woods. Riding the tangled woods in liquid heat were switched by branches across the trail, nipped by insects, and soaked in sweat of the horses and ourselves. My horse swings his head in the cadence of his stride to sweep us through a sudden cloud of blue butterflies. Kingdom. Last night we saw a play in town, and the costumes and the language took us to a country seething evil long ago, with its battlefield where the hobbling despot and its battlefield where the hobbling despot raved he'd give his kingdom for a horse. So that after the stage went dark and we drove home along the ridge in a clear night that showed the bony-fingered November trees, it was stillness we noticed most. Horses listen by oak-board walls of the barn all through winter evening. Watch the deer come out as shadows from moon-washed woods.
You've been listening to Charles Greer's poetry on The Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander.